How to play stress-free golf. How good would it be if you could play golf without self-judgment and instead a clearer, more relaxed, yet focused mind? In the information age that we currently live in, we've become accustomed to having a lot of things clamoring for our attention. We're bombarded with news and updates everywhere we turn, and most of us now feel compelled to share our day-to-day activities via social networks, meaning we're permanently attached to our smartphones. Our brains are being rewired. We no longer have to remember things the way we once did, and we are continually multitasking, which affects our ability to concentrate. We're becoming less and less in the present moment, which increases stress and takes away from the quality of our lives. And it's probably affecting the way we play golf. A huge factor in success in golf is being able to quieten your mind and focus in the moments before and during a shot. If there's too much thinking during this time, there's doubt and tension, which leads to impeded movement. The opposite is the flow state or zone, where your mind is quiet, which allows your motion to be very fluid. A lot of golfers seem to think that playing in the zone is an elusive mental state, which happens at random. In reality, the brain can be trained to get closer to this optimal state of mind so you can access your very best skills on the golf course. What is this mental state? If you don't already know, your brain has two hemispheres, left and right. The left side is responsible for logical and analytical thinking, whereas the right is more holistic, visual, and intuitive. According to scientists, most people are left brain dominant. When you're in the zone, you're what's called synchronized. That is, there's a balance and harmonization between your left and right brain. Having selected the best shot using your left brain, your cognitive thinking is turned off and replaced by relaxed concentration. You're totally aware, but non-judgmental of the things that are going on around you. It's just you and the target. This state of mind could also be thought of as the number one goal of the mental game of golf. The opposite is when there's cognitive interference or left brain dominance as you're getting ready to hit. You might have picked a good target, but during the time from when you start your walk into the ball to hitting it, there's chatter ranging from where not to hit it to giving yourself instruction on your swing. All this will break down the flow and decrease your chance of fluid motion and hitting a quality golf shot. Measuring the mental game of golf. Over the past few years, it's become easier to measure what's going on inside your head using devices that can measure the frequency of your brainwaves. Brainwaves are the electrical impulses that move between synapses inside the brain. This biofeedback can tell us a lot about our state of mind. The normal day-to-day frequency of our brainwaves are called beta waves, and they're mostly associated with left brain activity, that is, the logical, analytical, and verbal side of the brain. However, when elite golfers or athletes in general are in the peak performance state, there's a burst of lower frequency waves called alpha waves. This burst of alpha waves is what balances the brain to create the peak performance state. And when this happens, you are completely present, more aware, more trusting, and more focused. It's the optimal state for learning and the optimal state for sports performance. Christopher Berglund, author of The Athlete's Way, says, "When alpha oscillations are prominent, your sensory inputs tend to be minimized and your mind is generally clear of unwanted thoughts. When your brain shifts gears to focus on a specific thought in either a positive or a negative way, alpha oscillations tend to disappear and higher frequency oscillations begin running the show." So how do we train our brains to produce more alpha waves before a golf shot? Meditation for golf. Over the past few years, I've been practicing meditation. Meditation has been used for thousands of years by Buddhist monks, but more and more people are taking it up each year as a way to reduce day-to-day stress and feel happier. When you meditate, you produce more alpha waves. You improve your power to ignore, i.e., you can stay more present without being distracted by those pesky negative thoughts that can interfere and affect your confidence at the crucial moments. Essentially, meditation gives you more control over your mind, improving your ability to stay present and not judge yourself or what's in your environment. You won't stop negative thoughts. You just get better at ignoring them and staying present. As you practice meditation, you'll also know you have more time between action and response, which means that you can choose better reactions to misses on the course and not let it affect your mood ahead of the next shot. Another important reason to meditate is that it's been shown to lower activity in the amygdala, which is the part of the brain used for processing negative emotions. The amygdala uses cognitive information from the brain to determine the level of stress and danger in your environment. If it's high enough, it sends signals to the body to prepare for the fight or flight response, which, if you've experienced choking, makes it harder to think clearly and control your movement. Meditation is thought to shrink the amygdala and hence lower your stress response. Losing the ego. When you're more present, the ego, which can be a big hindrance in golf, is dissolved. There's no good or bad in the present moment. The mind just flows non-judgmentally. Your mind becomes open to everything. It's in a state called the growth mindset, as opposed to a results-focused, fixed mindset. The Japanese have a word, mostly used in martial arts, called mushin. Wikipedia defines mushin as, mushin is achieved when a person's mind is free from thoughts of anger, fear, or ego during combat or everyday life. There's an absence of discursive thought and judgment, so the person is totally free to act and react towards an opponent without hesitation and without disturbance from such thoughts. At this point, a person relies not on what they think should be the next move, but what is their trained, natural reaction or what is intuitively felt. It's not a state of relaxed near sleepfulness, however. The mind could be said to be working at a very high speed, but with no intention, plan, or direction. The next time you're on the course, I'd like you to think about how you feel and what you're focusing on from the time you start walking into the ball until you hit it. Training yourself to get better at keeping the mind quiet will help you make a better swing. Meditation is one such technique that will not only help with this, but it will improve your stress management and focus in general. You'll be a lot more in the moment and happier for it. P.S. Next time you play, turn off your phone and keep it that way for all 18 holes. Golf is your time to relax and enjoy everything the game provides us.